Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Welcome back to The Week in Philly. Monday was International Holocaust Remembrance Day. This was the 80th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp back in World War II. And in Philadelphia, there were several ceremonies to reflect on the horrors of the Holocaust and pay tribute to the millions of Jews killed. KYW's Vic Raghupathy was at one ceremony in Center City, and he joins us now. Vic, where did you go? Tell us about the ceremony.
Yeah, this was at the Holocaust Memorial Plaza at 16th and Arch. There's that powerful statue there, which I think is a fitting sort of backdrop. And actually part of the backdrop was City Hall is in view. And eventually at one point in the evening, City Hall lit up yellow. And that was part of this sort of recent initiative that's been going on, I know, in New York and Connecticut, and there are groups like 3G Philly, an organization of grandchildren of survivors, that are trying to get buildings in the city and across the Commonwealth to light up yellow in honor of Holocaust Remembrance Day.
And the hope is that people say, why is it lit up yellow? It's to remember. It's to honor.
It was powerful. There were a lot of different speakers that were sharing stories from their families, their grandparents, their aunts, their uncles, and just keeping the memory alive. Because I think when you think about that, 80 years on from the liberation of Auschwitz, decades and decades, when we get further and further removed from the events, it gets harder to understand the scope of just the horrifying events. I think it did a good job of centering that and making sure that we continue to recognize the tragedy of it all.
Some pretty powerful speakers. What kind of stood out for you? Were there any speakers that you thought were especially powerful? And what were some of the messages you heard?
One of them was Associate Deputy Mayor Jessica Shapiro. She shared a couple really harrowing stories from her own family.
The story about my grandfather being beaten to the tune of a record playing because he wasn't wearing his yellow star. The memory my aunt shared about when she was 4 years old, waking up in the woods with frozen ice crystals all over her body. How she got very sick while living in the woods, but wasn't allowed to cough because the Nazi sympathizers might find her.
Other speakers also made a point of emphasizing the entirety of the victims of the Nazis, 6 million Jews killed in the Holocaust, but, Nazi ethnic cleansing and genocide, extended to, Romani people, extended to, other people of color, disabled people, extended to LGBTQ people. It was anyone that didn't fit into the white supremacist ideology. And Councilmember at-large Ruth Landau talked about the Holocaust as a sort of cautionary tale.
The Holocaust did not start in one simple day. It started with the slow erosion of human rights and the normalization of discrimination.
I think that speakers made a point of relating it back to our modern day discourse and how you see hate speech get more and more normalized. You see Holocaust denial or questions about the Holocaust get more and more normalized, even though it feels like we moved past that, we really haven't. And speakers talked about just staying vigilant and making sure that we don't allow that to pass, that, you know, we stay focused on stamping out hate speech, white supremacy.
Kind of drilling down on that, these events are always important, but especially now at a time when mis- and disinformation about the Holocaust is as rampant as any time I can remember in my lifetime. In a lot of circles, it has become alarmingly normalized.
Yeah, Matt, I mean, this is anecdotal, but like, I'll scroll on social media, I'll scroll on Twitter, and just casually people are spouting Holocaust denial to farm engagement or whatever. Things like that, that just, again, the further removed you get from the event, the more it just feels like letters on a page of a history book, and you don't feel the weight of the tragedy, that just because you or I were born decades after the fact, that doesn't mean that we can just write it off. Those that ignore history are doomed to repeat it, or however the saying goes. So it's Holocaust denial. It's those dog whistles of white supremacy, of white nationalism, that just get more and more pass and have that plausible deniability because they're dog whistles of, oh, no, they didn't mean that. Oh, that's not what the gesture he was doing was. No, it's we have to be vigilant about seeing that, calling it out, and, you know, identifying exactly why those things can be so harmful.
Thank you very much, Vic. KYW's Vic Raghupathy joining us, and we need to take one more break on The Week in Philly. When we come back, we will remember a Philadelphia legend. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.